This is neat. At least I think it is. In New Zealand, they might use pig cells from the brains of baby pigs to help Parkinson's patients.
It is neat in terms of the concept. It still remains to be proven, which is what this company is planning to do. They're using what they call support cells for the brain. They're called choroid plexus cells. They're responsible for protecting the brain and also repairing damaged nerve tissue. And so what they're trying to do is to see how well this will work in Parkinson's patients. The issue has always been that if you were to transplant cells, especially in this case, it's coming from pig cells, if you transplant them into the brain, there's a risk of rejection because of our immune systems would readily destroy them. So they've developed a technology that essentially encapsulates the cell. It's almost like putting a bubble around it that prevents the immune system from reacting against the cell, but the cell is still able to receive nourishment and produce the compounds necessary to protect the brain. So they're starting phase one trials. They found it preclinical trials where they used animal models, especially in monkeys, they saw quite an improvement in Parkinson disease recovery. And so they're now trying to do phase one trials where they're going to do two arms of the study. One is they're going to implant the cells into individuals with Parkinson's disease. The second, similar patients, but we'll treat it with a gold standard called deep brain stimulation, where they use electrodes to stimulate the brain to produce the dopamine necessary to help people. And they're going to compare the two. But it is a phase one trial that's starting, which, if they get approval, which is more to test for safety, to make sure that the procedure itself does not do harm. But you're right, Steve. It is a very innovative and neat approach, should this work.
The other neat thing is that this herd of newborn pigs are considered clean because they are on the Auckland Islands, south of New Zealand, way south, about 300 miles south, that has been isolated since the 1850s, and they've never been infected with the kinds of diseases that can be picked up by swine and other populated areas. So it's a clean herd, if you will.
Well, that's it. So it removes a lot of the complications of doing the study, where you have to worry about exactly that, other diseases or confounding factors that can interfere with the whole process.
Right.
So we're going to see what happens. They have announced this. They've reported that they're going to go to study, and it should be very interesting. But from a basic science standpoint, I think it is absolutely neat to see this kind of thinking going into trying to help to cure this disease.
Thank you, sir.